Reframing Time and Space, Altered Inspiration, Stephen Thompson. This is the third time I've participated in 8 days. I find it necessary and important. I often meet other 8 days participants in different situations and countries, and we reflect on what we've noticed in regards to this shared project, its continuous effect both personally and at large. 8 days has provided numerous and indefinable attributes to my art dance practice. It focuses on artistic exchange in a temporary community with specific conditions. It allows me to erode frustrations around the often isolating challenges of producing art within bumpy professional administrative logistics, while supporting and nurturing creative development. I become more familiar with Canadian artists working in different local, provincial, and national and international networks. The project invites questioning about alternative production within our field, and also how one physically lives in a community. Dancewelt at Impulse Danza, Pandorosa outside Berlin, and PAF seminars in Saint-Erm, France are similar. They create a fluid exchange in a short-term living situation, where affinities, friendships, and future collaborations are hatched. These contexts shift one's habit, lifestyle, and reestablish that being an artist engages more than art production. It is a political choice. We choose to participate or not to participate in various systems. A plethora of reasons and subjectivities creates the scaffolding to build collectiveness. At this moment, I'm collapsing the words collective, community, and group. Issues around collectivity have taken an increased political, social, and cultural relevance in light of phenomena such as social networking, increased migration, and new modes of participating in civil society. When I engage in any form of social media, I become a part of a larger entity without necessarily engaging my entire being. My attention is always divided between multiple collectivities. The immersion of 8 days demands a consistent dividing of attention. The artist maintains individual interest while producing and practicing an unfolding series of events. We are called upon to plan part of the day to share our practice, participate in the proposal of our peers, prepare meals, and clean the kitchen. The task of sustaining ourselves and the momentum is an amazing, emergent choreography, a fluctuating negotiation that one participates in to construct the here. This in consists of a network of relations that stimulate my nerdy kinesiology, biology background, about maintaining the hive without a queen bee. Cooking becomes not only a simple act of homeostasis, but also the group's energy source. We eat our creations with pleasure, understanding the complex layers of labor, communication, and decision. We can almost forget that there was ever another way to make or consume food. We contemplate what we put into our bodies while reflecting on the dietary specificities from Coke Zero through vegan, gluten, sugar, dairy-free, to potato chip addicts. That would be me. Reframing habitual and quotidian tasks makes us reflect metaphorically on how we are producing and managing our artistic practices, and what emerges from this is inspiring. It makes me hopeful that there are ways in which we can work together to produce that which has not been done before, or that has been done before, but in an enlightened way. I first came into contact with the following text in one of Jacob Wern's Facebook postings. Jacob is prolific on social media, and he is continuously transparent about his questions and perspectives as an artist. He shares these widely in a way I find accessible. The following is an excerpt of Articulating the Cracks in the World of Power, 2006, a conversation between 16 Beaver Group and Brian Holmes. The article is published through the seminar series Continental Drift, an experiment in collective autodidactism, working on the issues of geopolitical and geopoetics. The complete interview can be found at www.16beavergroup.org/drift and is worth a read. For some people, is it difficult to distinguish what we are attempting here from a colloquium that happens, say, at some university or art institution? Is it important to differentiate? Well, the problem I have, and maybe others have it too, is that the formalism and the professionalism of the museum university festival circuit sometimes keeps you from knowing either who you are or what you're really talking about. This is not to say we should close the museums, pick up the universities, burn the libraries, or go back to the land or whatever, but it is to say that unconventional and dissenting ideas don't often come out of established and conventional functions. And when everybody tactfully agrees that cultural production can only take place under the beneficent gaze of the market and the state, and on their payrolls, what you get, in my opinion, is very dull and timid attitudes combined with grotesquely simulated and overblown emotions. Or, from the more ambitious and professional types, you may get hyper-specialized discourse and elaborate aesthetic effects. This sort of highly valorized cultural production, which appears irrefutable when it comes out of MIT or MoMA, but it still doesn't seem to be what we're looking for. To put it in more theoretical terms, there is no possibility of generating a critical counterpower or a counterpublic or counterpublic sphere when there is no search for relative autonomy, or when the collective self, autos, no longer even ask the question of how to make its own law, nomos. So the importance of this kind of project is to use it as a moment of experimentation, not just in the quest for the perfect theory or the perfect procedure, but cosmologically, to rearrange the stars above your head. Such events don't happen often. The only solution is to do it yourself. It's also part of the search for the outside, which has existential necessity. I think I've learned the most about art and social theory from counter-summits with lines of tear gas bleaching cops and from those kinds of anarchist summer universities where you camp out for a week and have a hard time finding a shower, but also get to cooperate directly with people whose words and gestures aren't totally disassociated from their bodies and their actions. Well, since those moments, I have felt a need to develop more complex discourses and experiments, but hopefully not more conventional and complacent ones. And it seems like this project, 16 Beaver, has been kind of a convergence center in many people's search for different formats.